my ship and desert my island. It's the Idle Fantasy Podcast, everybody.
I didn't like that, actually. Yeah.
Why didn't you like that?
Because you made a little kind of like Zen hand symbol before, which I thought was misleading, given the tone of where
that was because, listeners, we're recording this in quite a weird week, and we had quite a weird chat before we started. Yeah. And I needed to get in the zone.
You needed to chill us out.
Just me.
Wreck my ship and desert my... What was
island.
It?
Island. That's desert fun. Desert my island's
island,
funny.
Yeah,
it's the wreck my ship that I didn't like.
But that's good. That's technically the cleverer bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you like this live commentary and your thoughts?
I love it. I mean, you know, plus ça change. This is what we get every week. Delighted to have Paddy Jervis in the studio on the hot mic. Delighted to have Zachary Cole in the studio on the hot mic.
Second hot mic.
Yep.
And of course, Liam Welton.
Cold
on the lukewarm... Limited.
Tepid Mike.
Tepid Mike.
Actually, my nickname.
Tepid Mike.
Isn't that what you strip under?
Yeah.
Tepid Mike, Tepid Mike really, XXL.
Yeah.
Just a really lo-fi hip-hop. Just quite...
Tepid Mike is so good.
Here comes Tepid Mike again. Yeah.
He only goes down to his suspender socks.
His very average beats.
I think did you think you're the least likely to be a stripper out of all of us? Would you give it a go?
Listen, times are hard, man. None of us.
Yeah. No, I actually think I'm the second most likely to be a stripper.
Okay. I would think that as well.
Okay. What's the order in your head? Wait, hang on. You agree? What's the? Wait, hang on. Who's top?
Are you the top?
I'm top.
Yeah. That's what I had.
Right, okay. We just spoke. We're not doing it again because it can't go out of line. But we just spoke about what I'd do for money.
That's true.
Zach's got the biggest top energy of all four of us.
Wait, so
because he spins very fast.
Who's third and who's fourth?
Hmm?
Who's third and who's fourth?
I think you're fourth.
I think I'm fourth.
Yeah, I think you're least likely.
Well. Oh, yeah, you'd hate it, man.
Yeah.
I would hate it, but I would do it.
Yeah. I think we're all quite likely to do it.
Yeah, it's just the scale of how likely.
If we ever do a live show, listeners.
It's coming.
Guaranteed.
It's all in the news. I'm actually... But how long... Like, this is a genuine question.
Okay, great, yeah.
Well, depending on which way you look at the strip show, it'd be less compelling or more compelling watching you take your trousers off because it would take longer.
It would take longer, unless I had a sort of...
Because you've got long trousers. No. My trousers are off in a second because I'm so short.
Because his knee can't bend that way.
Sorry, the length of your trousers doesn't exponentially increase the time.
Everyone's seen Wallace and Gromit. Yeah. You know exactly the quicker. You know what he's got?
The long trousers.
The trouser contraption. You know?
Yeah.
The trouser contraption.
You've seen my winch. My winch sister. That little penguin.
Our legs are the same length.
Take me a little. Yeah, we're the same height, aren't we?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, he's got longer legs.
You've
though.
Got longer legs.
So, actually,
I know. Laurie's got weirdly long legs.
Yeah?
Laurie's got
what
quite.
Do you mean
weirdly? I know, as in, like, for your. We've spoken about this before. You're proportionally, like, you've got a shorter torso than you would expect for someone of your height.
Okay.
Is that true?
You've got quite high hips.
I think he's a well proportioned man. You've got high hips. Oh, you've got high and big dreams.
He's got high hips.
I think you're a long body, definitely.
I am a long. Wait, what? Torsoed?
I'd say so.
Do you
also,
so?
I think for the record, by the way, I've got a short torso as well.
Do you?
Yeah.
I think I'm wonderfully proportioned.
You are well proportioned.
I just assumed
we all were kind of the same proportion. I didn't know I was considered long.
You're a long boy, Pats.
Am I?
You're a
nice.
Long, long
thought,
boy.
I always assumed like I had a shorter chest. Yeah. Like an upright dashend.
Like an
that's my stripper name.
Yeah.
Jervis the upright dash. Although they have little legs. Those trousers would take moments.
Now, where are the trousers? Now,
that is the age old question.
Where are the trousers?
Imagine the stag do that's, or the hen do that's booking Jervis the upright dashend. Like that. Imagine that collection of people. You walk into a room, you're like, whoa. I don't know.
Yeah. I think I'm more of a whippet.
Okay, they've got very spindly legs. You're quite spindly.
I am quite spindly.
Is that how your strip act ends with you just doing the splits and breaking both ankles? Yes. Like a whippet jumping off a couch.
Two gunshots in the distance backstage. Get another Jervis boy out here.
Well, good. I'm glad we cleared that up for everyone.
I don't think we cleared anything.
No, we cleared it all up.
If anything, we added confusion to the start.
And I'm assuming that was a listener email that we were answering.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Why not?
We'll go with that. Are you boys ready to do some D&D and escape from reality once more?
Oh, 100%. More than most times. I'd say. Yeah.
Okay. So
every time we do this, reality is getting more and more escape worthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah.
But that does add credence to why I think this is a very important podcast.
It's true, about community and friendship.
Yeah, it's about community. Fuck you. That's a reference no one will get, but I'm delighted you did. Yeah.
Well, look, we better hope the world stays shit, because if it gets nice again, then we have to go away.
That's yes, it, absolutely. Isn't it?
Yes, that's
we're like Drop Dead Fred.
We thrive in dark times. Yeah, we're like Drop Dead Fred.
I don't know. It depends.
I got confused with Freddy Got Fingered there, and I was like, what are you on about? And then that is just another
Rick
person
Rick Mayall's Drop
Fred.
Dead Fred, not... Yes,
not Daddy, Would You Like Some Sausage?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Also, I don't know if we necessarily thrive in like dark times or the darker times.
Yeah.
If things are just if you need like a... If things are mildly bad.
Yeah.
You need a bit of an escape. We're ideal. When things got really bad, we did pack it in.
That is true. We're a bit like ketamine, aren't we? Yeah. Like, it's like, you know, you have a bit and that horse will be chill.
Yeah.
Too much, you got to get a new horse, haven't you?
You do have to get a new horse.
What is your experience of ketamine?
I've killed a lot of horses
in my time.
To be fair to what he's just described, horses or no, is my experience with ketamine. It's a very balanced time. You either get it right or you get it wrong. That's true.
Well, speaking of deep dark holes, let's see what Liam's up
back
to.
Back into the anus of Dungeons and Dragons.
Take it away. Last time, you three woke up following an encounter with that old kraken in the sea. You found yourselves shipwrecked on a strange rocky island made of basalt-like pillars. Teddy, you woke up on the stony beach. You quickly found Glitch, who was hanging from a strange rock-like vine monster. And despite some pretty terrible dice rolls, the two of you managed to liberate him from his captor. You made your way across the island towards what we learned was an inner temple for the Kuatoa fish people, who Votik, meanwhile, had made friends with one of the adorable little blighters called Magon, your best friend in all the world, I believe.
Oh, yeah, he was great.
He woke you up with a stick, and he invited you to come and meet his fellows and the V pool goal of his people. So you very willingly obliged because, you know, you're nothing if not polite. And after a short journey, you came across their home, nestled in amongst those same rocky spires further inland. And in fact, so obliging were you, Vatic, that you even got into the nice thermal bath that they prepared for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Had a little bit of a fishy whiff.
Bouillon.
Well, yes, exactly. Your tap master's blade did identify it as a fishy broth. And as you sit there, we left it last time with you hearing the excitement among the ranks of Kuatoa as they started to chant, V-Pol Girl! V Pol Girl.
Oh yeah, and I started chanting,
and you were enjoying it. We'll go to Glitch and Teddy first of all. I think we left you guys sort of arriving at the temple, like over a bit of a crest in the hill. You'd bounced your way up.
Yeah, if I remember correctly. We jumped.
Yeah. You jumped for your love.
Yeah.
You jumped because you wanted to feel my kisses in the night.
Yes, that's exactly it. Yeah. Okay.
We just want to clear that up. Thank you.
Yeah.
And I think you can just start to hear this. The echoes in this place are a bit weird because of these basalt columns, but you start to hear the...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And, you know, something's going on down there, but you're not quite sure what it is.
It's lovely hearing the recap, isn't it? When you hear it back and you think...
So I don't have to listen to the episode.
So last episode, what happened is you and I... climbed up a hill and Liam willingly walked into a soup. That is out.
Like, that is... Yeah.
It also, like, it clocked for me just then as well that the little fish people are then making fish broth.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
That is fucked up, the Kuatoa. Yeah.
It's too orangey for fish.
It's too fishy for me.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like, you know, it's like us deciding that we'd eat hobbits.
Yeah, it's, and in the moment, this all felt like... No, hang on, wait. What was that?
And when did you decide this?
No, I'm not saying... I'm saying it's like that, as if we decided...
But the fact that
the fish people are eating smaller versions of themselves.
Yeah. Bite people. My character, I think, has a spell Glitch. That bites people. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Glitch, that's his name. Yeah, thank you.
I guess the real question is, would you eat a small, delicious monkey?
No.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, I was going to say depends.
On what? How delicious? What did how
he
small?
What did he do?
I reckon no.
Yeah, well,
I
think, yeah, what was his crime?
I think for Paddy, it's specifically, what has he met the monkey before?
Yeah.
Because if he would met a monkey that he had met a monkey.
I've never met a monkey. I wouldn't eat.
What situation am I in? Are you priming me?
He's being served to you on a delicious platter.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, he's led a good life.
Has he?
Yeah.
Was he a good God-fearing chimp?
Chilled monkey brains.
I think, no.
Oh, he's been tenderized beautifully.
Oh, God, I wouldn't eat a monkey. Would you eat a monkey?
No.
What?
No,
oh,
exactly. I don't eat any of the meat. Yeah.
any of the chimps.
Or fish.
None of them for me.
Yeah, that's right. Primates.
And I'm fairly confident with given the option to eat a small version of myself, I wouldn't do that.
Okay, but it is a once in a lifetime thing, though, isn't it? If someone was like,
"Not what you said about down the pub,"
just like, like you know, the age old question: if you could clone yourself, do you think you'd, you know, would you get off with yourself? No. Would you eat your own yourself?
Yeah, would I eat a small? Like, what's the?
Well, look, I wouldn't want to know about getting off.
Who are the ones that were real small, like the borrowers?
You don't borrow a version.
No, I know.
They're magic people.
I know they're not, but they're
Would you
fish.
Eat a borrower is now what
Would
you're...
you eat borrower's act?
In my head as well, the borrowers are kind of like, they're, you know, when like you hear like when people like prepared like crickets and they turn them into like candy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really crunchy. It's
borrowers of that.
Okay. I've got a theory here. I was away with a friend of mine who's vegetarian, and he revealed that out of all of, like, we were just talking about things that he's eaten, and we were like, yeah, but he was like, oh, fish, you know, maybe I could do fish. And I was like, what, like even like whitebait? And he's like, I love whitebait, I eat that all the time. I was like, that's insane. You're not just eating an animal, you're eating like its face, its bones.
An entire animal.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, this is my theory now, vegetarians don't understand meat eating to the point where they're like, I have to eat it whole. Well, I couldn't eat like a whole pig face.
Like Scooby-Doo eating a fish.
Yeah, exactly.
I've been to dinner with all three of you. I know exactly that's how you get a feathered chicken. And by the end of the evening, you're deaf left.
You've got a little
sucking the bones off the
bowl
chicken
of borrowers, and we just not. If I had a 2-inch high version of me that was designed to be eaten, like if he was like, you know, and he was like, like, and you
please eat me.
Yeah, then I probably.
I don't know.
I'd burn him out of his misery. I'd suck him right up.
like a little.
Like an udon noodle.
Like one of those hidden quails. Come on, or whatever the French do. What is it where they, you know, the birds.
Atlan.
Yeah. Aslan.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So would you wear a napkin around your head for the shame of it as well?
Yeah, hide your shame from God.
And I'd give him a little napkin so he didn't feel left out.
Wow. Give him an even smaller version of himself to eat.
I'm tying a blindfold round him with my firing squad. Like, kind of, you know.
So you won't know which one of me eats you.
Which one of the giant man.
Which one of these titans is going to consume you. I mean, you know how you just said that we don't get anything done in this podcast, Pads? Yeah. I think we might have just uncovered why.
It would be fun to... Now you put it that way, it would be fun to, like... There is something quite fun about having a titan energy about something. Like, if I was able to put like scoop up a handful of them, as a titan,
interesting. Yeah. So if you could,
that would get old really quickly.
Yeah, that's what we all said, mate. And here we are eating beef burgers. Yeah. You know, 30 years later. So
it's very true.
Okay, so Zach wants to be.
What do we have to do?
Yeah. So you and I, we're overlooking me and walking into a
street. You're pondering all of this as you look across.
Yeah, an hour has passed. Liam's dead.
We've seen Liam in what is essentially like a fish soup broth. We've been like,
do you reckon they're eating each other? Or is that strange? Loz did mention last episode there were fish in the broth.
That was my point.
No, there are like fish. Are there like fish people in it? But it's not like fish. Cooked fish in it.
Are there any fruit or veg?
Well, that null and void is what we've just been talking about.
I said it was a fishy broth.
What if it's fishy?
Fishy because of the fish.
Because of the fish, surely.
Yeah, but not like lumps of fish in it. In the same way that like they might have boiled some bones and then made this broth, right?
So it's like a bisque.
That's in fact exactly the word I used last episode.
Oh, okay, right, okay.
And
right.
Broth is exactly the same as those two things.
Right, Liam, how do you feel about this?
I don't give a flying fuck. Come rescue me, please.
Oh, right, sorry. Okay.
Liam, hang on, let me just roll a tenderness check. Oh, you feel, you feel rosy, a little bit pink. I mean, you're a rock gnome, so you can soak this all up, but it's getting in there.
Did I take my clothes off?
I assume you'd be top off, maybe shoes off.
Okay.
You know, decent, but yeah, you know, it was salty, it was a warm bath.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Why did you get in?
Well, I knew it was a broth, but I think I'm just I don't know.
He was in quite a vulnerable position. He was
That's true, and he still is. So we should probably get him out.
So I think you guys maybe just if you kind of peer over the edge of this, you can just about catch a glimpse of who you think is Vatic here.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
And I'm not actually in any trouble because they're like they're under the influence and suggestion of my wonderful smoke.
And Jump is still active, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's lasted all of a fortnight, I would say. Yeah, as has the friendship tobacco. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so we've got. Okay,
I have a plan.
Okay, hit me.
I think we should jump as high as possible.
Okay,
and then land in the middle.
Right. Great, cool plan. All right. Yeah,
because they're all. By the way, as well, like, before I'm checking
in the broth as well.
No. Right. Oh, okay. I don't know why you got in there.
Imagine the broth.
I don't know why you got in the suit. We've established that this is a terrible plan. Okay.
The broth's like. Maybe you could maybe get two of you in there. It's like a little well, right?
I would imagine a lake of broth.
No, I'm just thinking like a pot. If we're looking down upon a sort of like a shoal of fish people chanting for something.
But we know it's like a sort of watery village, isn't it? It's like
I'm just thinking I think I want to bash out of the sky into their reality.
Mate, get to the you said there was a ziggurat, right?
Exactly. Yes. The way that this place is designed, it's you've effectively come over this ridge. You're looking down, not like deep underground, but into a kind of sunken hollow with all of these pillars all around. Built into the rock faces are little hovels and homes.
Okay.
And at one end, just where Vatic is and this crowd. Is this almost looks like conch shells, all sort of stacked on top of each other? And yes, I would say the word is ziggurat. I was what I would use, some kind of important building,
mate. If that's some kind of religious building, then
yeah,
I say we got to get there if we're going to take control of the situation.
That's what I'm thinking.
I think
by the grace of God, we jump down on their party.
Sick. Okay, cool. You're a big boy. You can be right. Okay, what's their god called? Talos.
Indeed, yes, they are devotees of the storm god. Talos.
Mate, you've got all the storm shit going on, so I think whatever gubbins you can put around you to make you seem like a storm god, let's just utilize that and get the fuck.
In fact, I'd
take my tiny little like fucking like the familiar and put him on my head.
he starts like wibbling very excitedly and maybe even forms himself into a little kind of floppy crown on
your
head
great.
With that.
Great, okay, you're Talos now. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Pads, you take out a guitar, you start playing the riff to the Immigrant Song.
Absolutely. It's gonna be really good. Everyone's gonna be really happy about this. Okay, cool.
Riders on the Storm, surely.
We jump.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
Smoke of the Water as well.
Yeah.
All good. All good options.
Lots
good
songs about
that
we won't get.
We won't get the rights to.
Yeah.
Should we list all of the possible?
Yeah. Okay. Let's do that.
Yeah. Can we go back to this broth?
Give me a jump check. I think it's going to be athletics.
Athletics.
You know, in terms of like distance, you can do it, but let's see how gracefully athletics or acrobatics.
Abilities.
Second one.
Saves and senses. Oh.
Two.
It's not a save, it's just an ability.
19 plus 2 is a 21, Lawrence Havelock.
Boy, yeah.
Get out of my yard, sleaze.
All right, I'm doing it
as
well.
That's what I say as I leap to no one.
To whom? To whomst.
That's an 8 plus 7, that's a 15.
And you are... Okay, good. And you're jumping onto
We're getting to that ziggurat.
And you want to be unseen until you get there?
I think we should come out of the sky.
Yeah, I think if Zach, can you land like a sort of like, you know, like a thunderbolt?
Like a superhero landing.
Yeah, exactly.
A 3-point land.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I want to do a sort of graceful dive.
Okay.
Yeah. With a 21, I can be graceful, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
It's going to be really, like, we're coming to your rescue.
Great.
Sweet. Okay.
Okay. Right. The two of you dash through the air. You jump, Paddy, the glitch, the image of grace, Zach, bloody hell, what are your real names? Teddy.
Yeah.
That's not my real name.
When I see you, I see Teddy.
What are you, Crob? Yeah, Crob. That's it, yeah.
And you achieve, with those rolls, a wonderful landing. You soar through the air. I think, Ratic, you probably catch a glimpse of these shapes flitting through the sky. And then...
Can you see me winking at him?
Probably not, but he knows, but he can feel it.
Okay,
he
nice.
He can feel it.
Nice.
And...
Yeah. Sweet. Cool. True bros.
Yeah.
And you just land and just fist bump me.
And you, and I, yeah, exactly that, Ted. I think with a 15, it's not enough for it to be like a peal of storm, but there's a little bit of
a
energy.
A crackle.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
people's, if the fish had hair, it would be standing on end.
Nice.
And you want to be noticed.
My
edges
are
dampened. Yeah, yeah. You land on this cigarette.
My soul is willing.
With a crunch, and you kind of, you know, you don't quite fall through it, but you sink into the surface, which is shell-like.
Yeah.
And you send a few shards of it tinkling down, and suddenly stops chanting as the two of you stand there, the kind of, the rubble clearing, the dust clearing.
Nice.
And suddenly all these little fishy, horrible, fishy eyes, which all move independently of each other, you know, like geckos. Like,
yeah.
Gross. And they all look at you. Iguanas, I mean. Chameleons?
Yeah, that chameleon is what you're thinking
Thank
about.
Thank you. Yep. I had to get there.
Yeah. That's the only thing we've said so far that we were never going to get picked up on. Comments anyway.
Because I had three fact checkers. And, I mean, Wattik, what's your immediate reaction to this?
I think I sort of, like, take the old cigarette out and I was like, about time they showed up.
I love these characters becoming more and more of a kind of, like, a stalwart.
Yeah,
like,
I love it when a plan
character.
Comes together.
Just in time. And they're all looking to you and they are silent.
I've heard about this. So when you're starting a sort of conversation or negotiation, you don't speak first.
Oh, you've heard about this.
Where? I heard about this.
Glitch. Glitch speaks first. I shout, "Behold, Talos!" And then I cast fear.
Oh, sick.
On everyone.
Okay, so what do you mean on everyone?
Wait.
No.
I can't take your word for that.
Can we prevent him if somehow the spell isn't shaped around Liam and I?
I get to cast it in a 30-foot radius, all right? So yep. If we're on the ziggurat, surely all of those little fellas are
that
around.
That is also, yeah.
Yeah.
Hang on, that's not your call to make, Liam. You can't be like, yeah, that sounds good
yeah,
to me.
Yeah, it sounds right, yeah, yeah.
30 foot would be a big ziggurat.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, okay, first of all, each creature.
Yeah.
There's no differentiation.
Yeah.
So it's all or no one.
Well, I'm sorry, both of you.
I think Teddy you can avoid because it's a cone from you.
Ah, so sweet. I can angle.
Yeah, I think it's going
to
be...
Well, by that same token, he can also avoid me if he wants to.
Well, that's true. Surely if I'm at the top of a ziggurat and it's shaped like, I imagine, a sort of pyramid. Is that what a ziggurat is?
Sort of. It's like it's more thin and pointy, but yeah.
But if you were at the top of there by a cone... And you popped your head into the top of the cone and you shouted into the cone.
Oh,
like
they're kind of outside of it, right? They're all around it.
Yeah. As long as my mouth is lower than Teddy's and I angle downwards.
Just do it at the amassed population.
I'm doing it at the amassed
you're
population.
Avoiding, you're going to avoid yeah. Wattik.
I'd rather avoid Teddy.
I think
that's,
you're not going to get everyone, right? But you can definitely get a good chunk.
I want to get a good chunk. Whoever looks important.
Well, at the moment...
No, they're all standing next to Vatic.
Yeah, well. At the moment, these all look... There's Vatic's mates, Magon. Everyone else, I mean, you wouldn't know that. Everyone else looks the same to you.
Right.
Little racist.
Yeah. No, they're just very simple. They're these weird... I mean, I described them last time, right? They've got these bullet-shaped fish heads.
Yeah.
These independently moving eyes.
Yeah.
They're all wearing really simple little robes. They've all got little pot bellies.
Yeah.
They're kind of cute, but also disgusting.
Aww.
I'm about to scare the shit out of all these guys. So the most amount of fish I can muster, I am going to project a phantasmal image of their worst fears.
What do you think that is? Not that you have to tell me this, but... what does Paddy think this is?
Like a grill?
Or a big hook.
A big sushi knife?
Yeah, like, what would they fit? Well,
delicious worm that's actually a trap.
Yes.
A big...
A slightly larger fish? I don't know. Like
a big pot of wasabi?
I guess it would be whatever the nightmare image of Talos is. I guess what I'm trying to do is amplify
Teddy's drama.
Yeah, right. Like so I guess it's
fear of rebuke from their god, I suppose, then.
I love that. So that's...
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
that's a big-ass wisdom save for me.
It is, yes, I'm sorry. They move away from you where there is... can make a wisdom saving throw. Yes.
Make
wisdom saving throws.
That's a 13 plus 1 for 14.
And that is not going to hit my spell save DC.
Oh, boy.
Is that what I'm looking at, by the way? Spell
yes,
save DC.
Spell
not.
DC.
Yeah, mine's exactly. A 16, so I'm fine.
That's pretty good. I mean, these guys are not fine. Yeah, they immediately, like, you know... You instantly conjure this image. You augment Teddy's already fearsome aspect.
Mm.
Are you saying anything? Are you?
No, I yeah.
The art of the deal.
The art of the deal. I'm quiet until they make the first.
Oh, and they make noise. The first move, and they just like go. and they run around in panic. Vatic. Oh,
I'll tell you what then. All right, if that is the case, yep. And they are like, they're now they're running around in panic. I'd like to, I don't know, like slam something like the sword against the shield and just like try and then like calm it.
Okay, nice.
Oh, what, like undo?
Yeah, like,
the fit.
Like,
oh, Christ,
you know, like,
okay.
If I, like if your god was there, you'd be just got to silence.
Oh, bam. Cool. Okay.
I think that I would call that an intimidation check for
all
you.
Right, I'll give that a go.
I think if you do really well, you're going to get a bit of help from old Bumbly Umbly.
All right, let's see.
But let's see how good the roll is first, listeners.
Mm. Oof, it's a 15, that's an 18.
Nice.
Oh, my shit, gosh.
Zachary Cole is back.
It's because I've committed to an app.
Yeah.
The app has rewarded you. Great, yeah, I think with that, you're kind of slamming the shield on the surface.
Yeah, I think I think the shield sword kind of slam together, so it's like a big clang.
And I think there is...
Quite Spartan.
Spartan,
there
yeah.
is now a...
Bumbaye.
Yeah.
Bumbaye.
What are you talking about?
Like the boxing match chant when Zaire in 1974 when they were...
Oh, of course, Pads. Everyone knows the boxing chant from Zaire in 1974.
No, I thought that was a reference Zach would get. I'm really sorry.
No, I wasn't born in 1974.
Yeah, but you know stuff about shit.
Yeah, that was a real specific...
Bang, bang. Bumbaye.
Yeah, no, now you've done it. Yeah. Now I've got... Yeah.
You could have gone for the hacker. That would have been a much more universal...
Yeah, yeah. Do you want to do the hacker?
Not on...
Okay.
Audio.
Yeah.
In private, sure.
It's for Patreon.
I don't know we should do that. Yeah. That's right. Sign up for Patreon to hear me do the happer and then the Bumbaye.
And then the Macarena. The Holy Trinity.
Yeah. The three cultural songs there are.
The only three songs.
And there is a rumble of thunder and you feel a little bit of Umberly's presence. You're like, oh, I like this.
Yeah, okay. That's it. You know, I'm.
All the fish people stop.
Yeah.
And they are looking at you. Eyes, wide eyes, wider.
I think I get out of the broth at this point.
I think
point.
At this point, I think, yeah.
Just
I think
like, get out I'm done.
Yeah, 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 pretty much. I think I'm like
toweling off.
You're just going to walk over and stand behind us.
There's
That's
one,
so good.
There's one of these creatures is just holding like quite a damp towel out, but, you know, slack-jawed looking up and you can just take it off their arm.
Great, nice, yeah.
Put some Lovely. Flip-flops on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. The floor is yours.
Before I start talking, like what did we want to do?
Now I was thinking this as well.
Yeah,
I have no idea what we're doing. I think we need to rescue him. However,
I don't think you did. I think I was fine.
you were walking into a soup.
Yeah, you.
Like,
were...
Of course, you needed fucking.
I knew what I was playing at. I had a plan.
I think that
for the listeners, what was the plan actually?
Get eight.
Get.
Yes. Not have to do this podcast
yeah,
anymore.
Get eight. Yeah.
Stew.
My
part
assumption.
One, get eight. Part two.
My assumption was we're on some kind of deserted island. We failed a lot of checks to find out what was going on there. We've now found what we're hoping is to be some kind of primary populace there.
Yeah.
So if we get these guys at our behest, if we're to ever make it off this island, we need them to help us.
So
yeah. I'm like. I've got barely any spell slot. I'm not looking to kill like 100 fish.
I can tell you what my plan was.
Yeah. Okay.
I was going to get them nice and docile with the old tabaxi.
Yeah.
And then I was going to claim that their god, there was a wreck on the other side of the island and their god wanted us to go and find it. So they would take us to, I'm assuming the Duskstorm was probably, it wasn't on our side of the beach. It must be on the other side.
Ooh. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Then I reckon they're all listening to me and they all speak. Common,
yeah.
I'm assuming.
Well, yeah.
Well, Magon did.
Yes.
All right, then it would be like. So, what am I gonna say? I am your god.
Great. Yeah.
And you hear.
Where is my ship?
And there's silence for a second, and then you hear Magon sort of look around. And he goes, "Oh, that's a." And then all the other creatures start. And then he looks at him and goes, and he says, and he turns to you and he says,
"It's great audio, this.
Thank you. Mm. Yeah, I've been really practicing." He turns to you, Teddy, and says, "Oh, God, Talos, we are not worthy." And everyone dives on the floor and starts bowing
We're
to
not
you.
Worthy.
And what is your command, oh, God?
I let them keep bowing for me. I reckon I like that.
Yeah.
Mm. Just bow for a minute.
You're such an egotist.
Yeah, and I would like go, "Where is my ship?" I have to stop there. Yeah,
they
kind of like,
no, this is great. And his money.
And his money and his cool
and
magic
the,
items.
And all the cool magic items you have. Where are they all?
Where are his offerings?
Yeah, that's it. The offerings! That kind of thing.
Yeah.
And Magon looks around and he looks to a couple of very weedy looking Kuotara and he says, and he sends them off and they run away.
Sick.
They waddle away. And he says, oh, great God, the ship that you so wisely brought on our shores, it is over on the eastern side of the island.
Sick.
Which you would know already, but of course. A test.
He already knows. He's just checking. He's just checking with you to make sure you're cool.
What would you have us do with it, Lord?
Where are the other offerings? Everything. Bring it all now in one.
And he goes, blah, 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 blah. And then these two little guys come and they've got like a big, like a palanquin, you know, like a little litter. Mm-hmm. And it is stacked full of fish.
All right.
And they bring it and they're...
Right, so
and
now
they bring it and they put it at the foot of the ziggurat and they just go and they jump it on the floor in front of you. And there's a big pile of nasty fish.
Okay.
Please, my lord, eat your fill, please.
Good.
Feel free to use our little fondue broth here as well.
No, that is lovely and that looks appetizing. And we're always real good bit of fish there. And also, I sent other people to your island too. All of them must be found and bound.
Bound?
And take, yeah, we're the only, it's not just three, this is not in character, but we're the only, I don't care about us three, right?
Well, yeah, we also
we can separate the other friendly people that get brought in.
We could tie them up, why not?
But like, there was a lot of bad people on that ship.
Oh, that's true.
Including one level 20, which I feel like we could soften up with a load of fish people.
That's true. Okay, fair enough. All right.
Yeah.
They say, oh, we have sent our parties, but they are too strong for us, my lord. Would you please let me? And he bows like a prostrate. Oh, sorry, I'm sorry. I'm too cowardly to take them. Oh, but perhaps you must want to meet our chief. Yes, he is a big fan of yours. Oh, yes.
Yes, of course. Bring him to me.
Yes. And he disappears.
After a long rest.
and he claps his little fins together in a wet. And he finds those same two little lowly creatures, and he says, "Please, go take them to their quarters. We must prepare quarters for them." And they run off and get busy. Meanwhile, he goes, "Let me fetch. I will fetch Vipol Gold for you immediately. Please, 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 please."
Yes.
And bowing, and
bring him to my chambers.
He disappears into the ziggurat underneath, leaving the two of you and Vatic surrounded by these fish people. One of them, Vatic, keeps trying to push you down to bow as well.
Stop that. I think I just sort of spank the hand away. I'm like, I fucking know him. I'm a mate of his.
Honored guest. Stop that. Stop trying to cook him.
I think I just look to Vatic and go, you cool?
I am all right.
Yeah. It's been a day, hasn't
Vatic,
it?
Vatic, where are we? What's going on?
It's a fish island.
Right, fish island. Yeah.
Like Love Island.
Yeah.
and after, I hope
your riz is good.
it's godly.
Yeah. Godly riz. After a while, the Kuotoa all start hushing again because their leader is brought out of the ziggurat here. You will now see that this is another, you know, nondescript, looks just the same as all of the rest of them, fish person, except his eyes are milky white and he's wearing these very rudimentary robes and he's balancing on a gnarled wooden stick and he is sort of as he steps out. Everyone's really listening.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, it's good. I'm quite enraptured.
I'm into him. Yeah.
You want to You want his number?
You want to kiss? Kiss this fish? Kiss my fish.
Go on,
kiss my fish.
Go on, kiss my fish.
Go on, D&D.
Except you have to do it in real life. You have to do it in real life.
Come on, D&D. It's all just a big game of fish kisser.
And he stumbles out, and Magon sort of like angles him around to look up at you, and then you know these milky eyes can't focus on you at all, Teddy. And then he has to go, and like leans down to Magon. He says. And he lifts up his hands, he says, we welcome you, Talos, to our little village. And
Good.
Stan waits for a reply.
Pleasure to be here. What's the village called?
who is that?
I'm Talos's
Agent.
No, I didn't mean it.
Agent, yes. You do his bookings.
I do all his bookings. I handle all the accounts. My name's Flotsam. This is Jetsam.
Nice.
Gesture to Wattic.
Yep.
You got to go through us if you want Talos' thing. I mean, it's going to take a lot more than fish to get this guy to talk, I'm afraid.
I see.
Pleasure being here, though.
It is a... we are honored. We have been waiting for you for some time. We have been doing your work, O Talos. You have sent us many ships, and we delight in their bounties. Thank you, Talos.
And just checking, you did collect all those bounties, like was in the scripture, right?
Oh, yes. We took all the soft bits, and we ate them, and all the weird hard bits we threw in the sea.
Yeah, they ate them. Yeah, that's great. Okay, so they ate all the people, and they threw away all the treasure.
But your latest one, we have not been to sea, because every fish we send does not return.
Okay, we're going to need a fuckload of fish.
Send all the fish.
But for what, my lord? Would you? They are too powerful.
We must recover the Ark of the Covenant.
We could. That actually.
Yeah.
A fish army.
Yeah.
Well, I need a lot of, like a HP rest.
Yeah.
Fish army.
Yep.
Yeah, but you say fish army, yeah. Like we're going into battle with white bait.
Yeah.
Like these fuckers are going to do nothing.
I know, but like
enough fish.
But like whilst they do nothing, we'll be observing from a safe distance and we'll come up with our own plan.
We're going to make some fish do the adventure whilst we hang out.
No, I think we should use the fish as an adventurous distracting.
I think
so. You basically
want to
play
actually.
Pikmin rather than actually get your hands dirty.
Oh, fuck yeah. That was like, that's my dream. Like, that would be so good.
That is actually quite good.
I played Age of Empires so much as a kid.
Yeah. Chopper, says one of the fish.
How far is the wreckage?
It is a half a day's walk from here.
Oh, that's going to take ages.
Yeah, carry us to the ship.
We have one of the soft ones bound and ready for you if you wish to eat him yourself, my lord.
Yes,
I think we might actually. I think crucially, what does this soft one look like?
Oh, he's very strange. He has a long.
I actually can't remember how we described this person. So, Zach, I'm going to need your help.
Oh, okay.
I imagined this man, Red Guinness. The Swiss Army's wizard. Swiss Army wizard. I imagined him as like an unhinged wizard.
He does not like you as well.
Like no, long, straggly.
He was Brad Pitt, wasn't he?
He was Brad Pitt from Ocean's 11.
He looked rusty, like him.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's Brad Pitt, but like mad eyes and slightly, slightly crazy.
Mad Pitt.
And his hands are definitely. Bring him to us. But
he's very dangerous.
Should we eat him?
Take us to him?
Yes, we will take you to him.
Okay.
All right. We'd like to do that.
Okay. Well, the fish people are going to lead you away. Hello there. Pop your coat on the back of your chair. Slide into my office. Welcome to the Middle Plane. I am an unqualified dice chief, but a dice chief nonetheless. It's Laurie. I'm here to give you the usual notices in this middle bit of the podcast. I'll keep it short because it was a nice and long episode we recorded this time for you. I recorded something else that will be coming out to Patreon subscribers immediately, Patreon backers, I should say, as a little thank you bonus. So listen out for that, or rather, make sure you keep your eyes peeled at patreon.com/idlefantasy for some of that upcoming bonus content any minute now. A reminder that now we are back from our holidays. You can listen to us every single Fantasy Freaky Friday on iTunes. I should always say that. It's Apple Podcasts, and it has been for so long. Or Acast, or Spotify, or any good podcatching service. And if you like what you hear, please do leave us a review on any of those places, particularly Apple Podcasts. It does us a big favour there. You can visit idlefantasy.com to find all of our archive episodes, see our character sheets, much, much more. And as mentioned, patreon.com/idlefantasy for bonus content, including special subscriber-only episodes, such as that which will be wending its way to you this week. If you want to chat to us, you can find a link to our Discord channel in the show notes, as per always. And you can email us if you prefer something a bit more old school. on idlefantasypodcast@gmail.com or find us on Instagram at idlefantasypod. I think that's about all of the notices I have for you today. So all I'm going to say is we love you very much. Thank you so much for listening. It's always a delight to hear from you and to chat to you in Discord as we have been recently. So please, if you're feeling shy, do come and do that with us. As you can hear, my voice is running out. It's cold season, everybody. So I'm going to shuffle off and say goodbye. So you're taken into the depths of the ziggurat by V. Pulgol. You gathered the chief's name is. V. Pulgol, I think... you will learn in this moment here, you three wishbone boys, that the V. Pulgol is an honorific title, priest king, it translates to.
Ooh.
And this fella is in direct contact with Talos, or so he has been telling his fishy denizens.
Okay. He's as much of a liar as we are.
You can fuck him.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that's what you gather in his time. And he also doesn't learn common. Wow. Doesn't know common is the way you usually say that. But he is casting a spell on himself called Tongues, which allows him to speak any language as long as the listener can understand it. And also
he can make out with us real good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The best.
All at the same time.
Yeah.
The best head in the game.
Yeah. Did you lean off cap like Mike there?
Yeah, I'm not putting that in.
Yeah, okay, fine.
He said to Mopurgo. Yeah.
So bad. Also, the idea that, like, if you leaned away, but shouted.
God, this fish can suck a cock.
That's Taizonde style, right?
Oh, fish tits for me.
I lean away from the cock.
Oh, now I've got to put it back in.
No. Yeah, here he goes. Here he comes. Look. Oh, there he is. Yeah. All right.
Good old fish head, eh?
Right. Okay. Are we walking? We're walking through the ziggurat.
Into, yeah.
Am I with Teddy?
Yeah, I think. Well, yeah, I imagine it's the three of you together. It's Magon, and then it is V. Pulgol sort of leading you through.
I tap Teddy on the shoulder.
Yeah. I think we're arm in arm, aren't we?
Yeah, sorry. Teddy's carrying me like a sort of papoose, I imagine. Yeah.
And I would say that you're going down and you realise this thing is very tall, but actually it goes quite down far into the earth.
Right.
And V. Pulgol is sort of saying, and of course we build this and together.
Teddy, this is so boring, so I wanted to talk to you about something else. Look, two things. One, if this is Zraka, we're in real trouble, so what's our play? And two, you've got a robe. That I've just been waiting for a moment to take it, and it looked real cool.
Oh, you can have the rope. Absolutely.
Can I have the rope?
It's your wet. In my head, it's still wet, right? I think it should be.
Yeah, it's still wet. Because you haven't stored it properly since.
Yeah.
If anything, slightly wetter.
it's the wet robe. It's just I don't really have any magic items, and I just really love this robe.
Oh my god, I forgot. This is Glitch's first magic
this
item.
This has been playing on my mind for fucking episodes of being like, someone give me the robe.
Yeah, no,
like,
absolutely.
A wizard's garb appears before you know?
Oh god, Glitch, absolutely. Here's your robe.
I can't wait for this to just turn out to be like a penny.
I think as well, like, I've like clear. Yeah, as Laurie says, I've not stored it properly at all. It's like I'm digging through a pack. There's like stuff in front of.
There's all these amazing wizards' magic items. it's somewhere in here.
Gandalf staff, my scrying orb,
the horn of Arathor.
And you are handed this sodden robe, and it looks like.
And I go, yes. Yes!
You know, guys,
I smell it and I go, ah, yes!
It smells rank. It smells real bad. You know when... Do you guys have, like, painting gear?
Yeah.
Doing house painting. It looks like it's got that same quality of, like, it looks... Number one, it's spattered in paint. Number two, it's, like, damp and not very well looked after and very ill-fitting.
Is that when, like, something gets, like, so dirty, it almost becomes, like, rigid? Exactly. Like,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, if your mind is in the gutter, and I know it is, it looks cum-stained.
Great, okay.
And you unfold it, and it's rigid as you unfold it. But it is a robe that is not covered in paint or cum, but actually...
Right, yeah, this is where I thought this would go.
It is a starry night sky on a robe. And around the neck, sort of, you know, across the front of the chest here, you see much larger, brighter red stars.
Okay.
And I would say there are... Why don't you roll a D6.
Oh, okay. I'm just writing down starry robes.
In fact, a robe of stars.
Well, I guess we'll agree to disagree.
Roll a D6.
Okay, all right. 4.
There are 4 red stars.
Okay, 4 is better than... No, right.
Yeah, it could have been 1.
Could have been 1.
And so I think that's probably... You can spend some time and downtime learning about it.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you it now just freeze, rather than being I'll tell you in 10 minutes.
Is the wet magical, or is it like...
No, the wet is not intended.
Right, okay. That takes my Tapmaster's Blade plan out of the action.
It's... I think you... So this does require attunement, so you have to like use up one of your attunement slots. You wouldn't know this, because your first magic item.
Yes. I don't know what that is. I think
everyone
my
can usually
was
have,
attuned to me.
You can usually only have 3... magic items that require attunement.
And now I've got this.
Is your... I don't think... Your vapes of spell casting focus, I believe. So
yeah.
Wow, you guys
yeah, he knew.
You guys are great at this game.
Yeah.
I actually watched the D&D movie last night, so I know a lot.
Oh, that movie's great.
It's a real good movie.
This gives you a +1 bonus to saving throws.
Oh my god.
While you wear it. And while wearing this robe, you may use an action to tug off one of the stars.
Great.
No, pull it off.
Oh, right, okay.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
It was a wanking rope, okay.
No, you have to tug off one of the stars.
Okay.
He did that very deliberately.
And you can use it to cast Magic Missile as a 5th level spell.
Whoa, fuck me. I don't have any 5th level spell.
5th level spell.
Is that once a day, or is that I have 4 charges of this thing?
You have 4 charges of that spell.
Word glitch.
Is that what
not,
in,
sorry, this
in
is
all
dull,
time? But... Wait, so he gets 4 charges ever?
Well,
or
here's
is like...
my question. Am I smart enough? Is glitch, like, does glitch get... Is there a way to recharge this robe?
Why don't you give me an arcana check?
Yes, I will. Do I get +1 to that because of the robe? No, that's a save.
Saving throw, so no. And you're not wearing it yet.
It's okay. +7. That's a nat 1.
No idea, mate.
Yeah.
Could be anything. You just know in your
heart...
Hey,
Wattic, what do you make of this? And I pass the robe to Wattic.
It's a bobe.
In your heart of hearts, you know you've got to tug this robe off.
Oh, I've got to tug this robe off.
Daily.
Anyone else know anything about robes? Oh, I tap old mate on the shoulder. Vipungol.
And of course, this is my robe. But yes, just, I have a question about the Ziggurat.
The artifact of Talos. Tell me about it. It's a test.
It's disgusting.
Are you saying one of Talos's garments is disgusting?
No. And he looks to Teddy.
I shake my head, disappointed.
This is a test of your religion. Tell me all about this robe.
Give me an intimidation check.
Wait, no, I want to give Paddy a bonus by just like glowering at this guy over his shoulder.
Okay.
As right. Glitch is doing it, I'm just like, I'm eyeballing.
Yeah, have advantage on this check, shall we?
Okay, cool.
I think this makes you seem like such a petty god. 11
plus
2,
13.
I am a petty god. I made them bow.
14 plus
2,
16 is my highest roll there.
Would you like me to do this now? Instead of taking you to...
No, I just
prisoner.
Want you to tell me, we know that this is charged with the power of Talos, but I'm wondering if you guys know a way to recharge it.
Oh, well, one moment, please. And he
puts it on the floor and sort of goes, as he does it. Like, yeah. He really doesn't like it. And then he points to the white stuff at the bottom and is saying something to Mag. Like, blah, 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 blah. And Mag is like... Whoa. And then he goes... waves of light wash over the robe as he casts Detect Magic.
Oh, I think I've got that.
You do have that!
And he goes, oh, yes, if you were to tug this robe off, it would recover daily when the sun sets. These stars will reappear. Some quantity of these stars will reappear.
Right, okay.
So you get a different number of one to six magic missiles every day.
That was smarter than what I was thinking. Okay, this is fucking
what
dope,
did you think
guys.
It was going to be?
I don't know.
Refractory period.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking hell.
My robe of tugging. This is fucking dope. Boys, Magic Mythal. Fifth level Magic Mythal is actually really fucking
hardcore.
Wait,
there is something else. And he says, I believe this robe. Oh, I don't understand. My fishy braid is too small to comprehend. There is some sort of translocational magic imbued within.
What is translocational? What does translocational mean?
No, it's not a word you are familiar with, anyone.
No.
This is the best approximation he can make of
translocational.
Yes, some sort of.
So is it like a kind of... Is it like a... like an AirPod? Is it connected to like an...
Yeah, it's got Bluetooth.
So you got like a tracker on it?
I've written so many words.
My lord, this is. I'm afraid I am too stupid to complete your test. Please do not smite me.
No, you did very, very well. It'll only cost you 3 gold.
3 gold?
For the honor of touching it.
I do not have gold.
No, I'll call in the favor later. Okay, what would I write this magic?
And he says, and he looks to Magon, and he says, Magon, and sends Magon off to go and fetch something for you.
I think someone's getting a fish.
Yeah, I hope I get a fish. What would I write this magic item down as?
Robe of Stars.
Great.
And I can send you a link to it.
Oh, thank you. That's the end of the podcast.
That's good. I'm realizing I didn't log the fish in my own inventory.
They're just going to go bad, man. Yeah, if you forget about them, they're just going to go real bad.
Lot of fish.
Can I send someone to go get them?
Characters.
Can we make one of the fish characters' jobs?
Bring the fish. Well, carry the fish behind. So surely four fish could just wing it behind.
Why don't we? Let's say this. He on the way down his Ziggurat, he finds.
Oh, yes. Well, perhaps you may rest in here later on.
He pushes open a door, and it's just like a squatted little cave, but it is drier than most of the rest of this fish zone.
Nice.
And there are some sort of, you know, some places you can rest. And he says, if you would require a fire. Is that something you would like, Lord Talos? Fire? Am I saying that right? Fire?
Yeah.
Fire.
Yes, I would like fora.
Okay, you may do this here. I will prepare for you later.
Thank you.
And I will bring your fish here too?
Yes.
Okay. Wonderful.
You can leave him in Glitch's room.
And then he said, well, I'll
get my own room.
Then he...
Continue. Yes, it'll be the first time you've not top and tailed with Teddy.
And now you've got a robe of tugging just to set it all off.
God,
brilliant.
The robe of tugging.
And he then whisks you away down into the bowels of this building. And eventually you end up very far underground indeed. And there are two of these fish people wearing sort of coral armor down here.
Okay.
Very uneven, looks not very functional. And V. Pulgol says,
ah, yes, our two fearsome guards, please meet Plot and Ball.
Plot and Ball?
Plot and Ball.
Plot and Ball.
Plot and Ball. They salute, and their coral clanks together, and he says,
now, I must warn you, this man is very unhinged and dangerous, so we have restrained him as much as we can.
Good, good. That's very good.
And he pushes open this sodden, you know, very, very damp wooden door. And then there is a little jolt of fire that comes out from this figure suspended by his arms, sort of like hitched up with ropes and tied to stakes that have been driven into the wall. And he is sort of channeling fire from his hands as soon as the door opens. And you notice, you recognize Teddy, your old mercenary pal, the Swiss Army Wizard himself. Bobsif? Is that his name, the Swiss Army Wizard?
No, there was
Red. Oh, no, the other one. Sorry, Red Guinness. Red Guinness.
Yeah. Bobby, Bobsif, Red Guinness.
He was a real prick to you.
It's Brad Pitt.
He was, but then he was quite a prick to all of us, though, right? We fought them in a staircase.
Yeah, I mean,
he
was all like, of them were a prick to all of us.
He was hazing ritual on you, and then you shook his hand real hard.
Yeah.
To, like, assert some dominance. And but he was kind of, he had, like, a magic toothpick, right?
Does he recognize us?
Yeah, as soon as you step through that door, that magic toothpick... It sticks out. And he goes, well, hell. If it isn't the little swabbies.
Oh, hello, Red Guinness.
And V. Polgo looks between. He's looking between you. Ha, ha, ha. You know.
Yes.
We know this man. We know him as Pickle Boy.
Well done, V. Polgo. You've captured one of my enemies.
Oh, God. And he says, oh, come on, get and let me out, you little chits. Come on, what is this? This is some kind of joke.
No way to talk to a god, is it, Red Guinness?
A god? Don't be silly. And then V. Polgol very calmly walks up and just bonks him on the head with his stick. He says, silence!
Do not address Talos or he will smite you.
I will smite you, Red Guinness, I will.
And he sort of laughs, you know, sort of a helpless laugh and says, oh, what are you going to do? If I don't get back, Shrek's going to have your guts for goddess.
Where is he?
I'm not telling you shit, weird guy.
I tap V-Paul's
What's that?
Arm,
what's
the arm.
What have you got all over that robe? Is that cum?
This is my robe of tugging, and I cast. No,
that would be fucking just unarmed man restrained. Just...
I tap V-Paul and go, do you mind? And I just take his club very gently.
Oh, please be careful. Yep, it is not. It's not a club. It's a staff.
Yeah. A nice club, and I bonk Regulus on the head, and pass it back very gently. Not enough to.
If you were playing this as an RPG, you'd see that it does like a flat one damage every time. It's not a good weapon.
Should we just do that for like 69 times?
Yeah, we could kill him, but with bonking.
Hey.
So
what do we want to do? We have
some questions. Red. How are you? How did this? They're quite. You've been captured by fish people, and how did that go about?
So I landed right in the middle of that goddamn pond. I was thrown from the ship with some huge force. It was a miracle I survived.
Okay,
that's a long way.
But I'm a. You know my style.
It's and a really that's long
like,
way.
That's like we're talking like 60 miles. Like,
you guys didn't see it, man. It was hell. It was hell out there.
Did anyone else survive?
Well, Jack is still alive, I think.
And is he here?
No. Well, but he'll come here. He'll come get me.
I don't think he will.
He will.
Okay, well, we'll establish some things. Red, no one knows you're here. We know you're here, and you're currently at the behest of a lot of tiny fish people.
Yeah, they're little fuckers.
I would.
How do you get them on side? Did you get in the beast? I would.
Who told you that?
As Botic's just like washing fish bones from my
brain. Yeah.
I'm not sure anyone's coming for you, but we are here, and so
come for me. I'm gonna come for you, Swabby. Okay.
We have the power to let you out, so maybe you've got to be like slightly more cool with us.
Yeah, we also have the power to just leave the room. That would suck for you too.
Get out of here one day, don't you worry. And he sends another jet of fire. He's like, God damn it, I can't get it in my hands.
Yeah, no, yeah, looks like that's going great. we need to take a short rest. should we use this guy? Like,
I think we should find. I think we've got to find out more about what's
going on. Well,
they're
going to take.
So you know, you ran with this guy, right?
That's true. You probably know.
Like, is it worth
for a bit? Like on the ship, but not like.
Oh, so
oh,
you?
Dracula. I don't think. No, so I don't think.
Oh, so this is
Teddy's form. He doesn't like. Red knows Teddy. Ted knows Red.
Yeah.
There isn't like a. I haven't got like a residual.
You don't have history.
I'm not gonna do it.
This guy sells. She sells on.
Why don't you give me a? What would you like to?
I'd like to
remember.
I'd like to know.
And
you want something more?
Just like pressure. Points.
Yeah, pressure points and weaknesses. I basically want to know if there is anything sort of like useful to nullifying him that I might know from history.
I mean, give me a history check, and I'm going to say if you roll well, you Zach, you can tell me.
All right.
And if history not, I will tell you.
My history is one of my plus zeros, so we'll see how this goes. Bam. It's a 14.
A 14. All right, you're gonna get a say in this. I think as you're looking on this guy who you suddenly remember that yes, of course you did run with him as Draka. He was always a wild card. And someone you hired for a particular job, I would say, and then he just stuck around. And Draka never really liked him, but he had his uses. He's a pyromancer, right?
Fire.
He's a fire wizard. Makes sense. And you know that his number one weakness is...
His number ladies. One weakness is... I was so close.
Cummy rogue.
I mean, surely his number one weakness would be water.
Makes sense to me.
And I'm now both
water
a god
boy.
And water based.
You're the water boy.
Yeah.
You're the water boy.
I want to just... Okay, yeah. So water maybe, being his number one weakness. He's kind of a wild card. We don't really... He just kind of stuck about. So we don't need to watch about his past and history or whatever.
No, like, some of the guys, I think... I mean, yeah, we don't need to go... we don't need to go into now. But some of those guys you run deep with.
Yeah.
This guy, not necessarily.
I want to see how he reacts to my little elemental.
Okay. Well, just sort of make him say hi.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Is this what you're wearing on your head at the moment?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a water tiara.
I was sort of imagining it like a sort
Why is it
like...
now a tiara?
Yeah, Zach's little aqueous fascinator.
I was picturing like a Johnny Bravo style quiff.
Yeah, no,
I love that.
That is
I do
better.
Love
that's
that.
Really
okay.
In fact, actually, with that, I kind of, I like Johnny Bravo Hoo-ha! Style. I go, hoo-ha! And I shake my head at him. They think that he flies off the head onto, I want to see how he reacts to the water elemental.
You want the water elemental to be on him?
No, I'd like the water elemental to kind of like test him out.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Splash I mean, him. Maybe it sort of just like sloshes down your arm a bit and, you know, flubber-like is at the end. Yeah, like, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I don't like that. What is that? What is that thing? That's this? Even worse than the fish.
This
oh,
jeez.
Oh, God.
What's his name again? This is Joe Tiden.
Red Guinness. Oh, yeah, Joe Tiden. Yeah, yeah.
Joe Tiden. He sounds like a... there's no way to do this, is there?
No, there's not. But I like it.
He's a bit... He looks a bit sleepy.
It's a calm sea. I think with that, I'll just move a little bit closer. And I kind of look red.
Oh, yeah, don't like
I know.
It.
It's very, very dark. It's very damp. It's dank down here. And we could leave you down here, but we're going to need to know a few things about, you know, what the fuck was going on in the Dust Stormer, what Shrek is planning, potentially where the ship might be, you know, general helpful shit. And then we'll decide whether we let you out.
Are we about to torture this guy?
No, not yet.
Definitely okay. Sounds like torture.
Not
yeah.
yet.
Literally got okay. an animate waterboard.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, actually, okay, sick. Yeah, let's
okay,
waterboard
great,
this
let's
guy.
Waterboard someone. Yeah, yeah. That's
cool.
Like
love this.
What's the check?
It's
for
not
that?
The first time we've broken the Geneva Convention on this podcast, and it won't be the last.
That's no, true, actually.
I think that's a, well, intimidation or persuasion.
I think,
it depends. I think you're kind of persuading.
I think at the moment, it's persuasion.
Hey, Laurie,
at the moment, it's
the Geneva Convention.
No,
the Geneva,
you know, like a.
Yeah.
Yep. Not
maybe pop that back in the oven for a bit. See, yeah. Just like crisp it up.
Great. Okay, I'll come back later.
I think it's definitely it's persuasion at this point. Because I also as well actually.
You want him on side.
I don't want him as an enemy. And also, like, if there was a way that we could leave here without worrying about whether he just pops up and.
Yeah. What's our goal with that?
I want to know. I think we need to know what's going on with General Tracker and General where we are and why we could be here, but also the ship.
Yeah, what course we were plotting, where they were heading, why
yeah.
they were going there. So,
because also as well, at this point, like we don't know anything. We've skyrocketed into a town of fish people, made them subservient.
Yeah,
we're now just walking down into their hole.
It's been a big day, hasn't it? It's been a real big day.
Liam's got out of a bath.
Yeah, Liam's got into.
I
and
actually,
out of a bath.
I think I've had a short rest for sure already.
Okay, all right.
Getting on for a long, really.
Yeah.
All right, you talk to him.
So am I persuade him?
Sorry, yeah, sorry. Yes,
persuade him physically.
Yeah.
Oof, 15 plus 6, 21.
Fuck me. Oh, you are good at torture.
I'm real good at anything
big rolls
vaguely
today.
Performance-based. I'm quite good at.
Pretty good, yeah. I think Red looks at you, looks at the angry fish person, looks at your two goons here.
And Joe.
And Joe, no. And particularly looks at Joe Tiden, and he says... What the hell, man? He ain't ever done shit for me. What do you want to know?
Okay, all right, first one. Where were you going with the boat originally? Like, what was the... Why were you guys on the boat? It's weird. And also, why was Raka so... You know, he used to be kind of all cool and everyone liked him.
Man.
He was fun and he was a hero of the people.
He's a cool guy, had big muscles.
Listen, that guy's always been a bit of a dick, but something strange happened. He got all hoity-toity.
Yeah, recently. He did strike me as hoity-toity.
I don't know what happened to him, but he started hanging around with that pirate queen a lot more, and they started having us pick people up, not like slaves, people who wanted to somewhere else to go. You know, we've been running them up to the Isle of Wight. To be honest, not a job that we've been brought in for much, but this last one, he said, this was the last one. They had everything they needed. We were going to pick up some VIPs on the way. And it was going to be payday for us guys.
Who
were
the VIPs?
Bobs. I don't know. They don't tell me that shit.
Okay.
Someone who didn't want to come and someone who'd found her.
How many people were on Wirt? Why were you gathering people?
Hundreds, man.
To do what?
I don't know. Something the boss wanted.
Hundreds of people on Wirt.
Yeah.
Were they building like a town?
Yeah, they was all living there. There was enough food. It was a pretty nice place.
Were they
better than their life
anyone?
In Weld? 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 How do you say it?
Well,
I'm not
depends
from
if you
Veld.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Dutch. Like Vadik. It's like that, huh? Depends where you're from. You say it different ways.
No, there's one way to say my name and everyone gets it wrong.
And he says, listen, I...
Stop teasing Lacho over there. So, what are they doing on the island? Are they worshipping anyone? Are you preparing for something?
There's something going on. I don't know what it's for, but the big man, he wants those people there. There's the pirate, and there's... I don't know, they go off and speak to someone who I ain't ever seen, but the boys and girls say she's, I don't know, some kind of weird spirit, or I don't know.
Do you know her name?
Nah, man, nah.
You certain you don't know her name?
I'm pretty sure, oh, man.
Always good to double check.
What he looks you up and does, like, what does that mean?
No, that's good. That's good. That's useful information. So you were, so, and then, so, that's hundreds of people invert.
Hell yeah.
You've been picking them up and taking them, but it's willing. And then you were
going to... I mean, some guys need a little persuasion, but...
Yeah, but, you know, it's just a little
bit... You know, we ain't rounding people up. I ain't that sort of guy.
Nah, that's fine. That's fine.
But why, like, I've seen the crew, like, you're nasty, hard bastards.
Thank you very much. Like,
what they need you for if these people are going willingly?
Yeah.
In case we get, and you can see he's gesturing with his hands, you know, suspended up. Like, in case we get in any shit like this.
Aye, well, I can see that in this scenario you've been hired for, doing grand.
A jet of flame. It goes nowhere near you, but he's just, fuck you! And just sends a fire. And V. Paul goes,
the big man, he became kind of different. I'm assuming just after Vandra's demise, I'm assuming. Just like pretty quick.
Yeah, how'd you know that?
Just a theory we've been working on.
I think that witch put some kind of freaky spell on him. That's my theory. But the other guys think I'm chatting shit. So
interesting. And then, and the final one, Cape of Daggers, I'm assuming is where you're going to pick up the person that didn't want to come with you.
Yeah.
Is that where the VIPs are?
I think so.
Okay.
But I don't... And now this, I don't think we're going there no more.
This last question's very important.
You know Taryn wasn't on the boat, huh? You didn't know that.
We'd had a feeling because she wasn't on the boat at any point.
She got off. Nah, you saw
her. We saw her.
You did see her at some point. Like, nah.
Yeah. That's brand new information.
When we wrecked, man, she wasn't on there.
She wasn't on
the
boat.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. You know that boat? That's gone, man.
That boat's gone. So the boat's gone. Drak is at large. Taryn left the boat. When did Taryn leave the boat?
I don't know. A couple of nights. I don't know.
Okay.
On like a dinghy?
I don't know, I think another boat pulled up in the middle of the night. I didn't see it.
A second boat?
I think so.
Yeah, you know how like ships pass in the night?
You guys didn't see it, huh?
Oh yeah, sorry.
No, we didn't see it. We were really busy doing cool stuff.
We've been cool, yeah, we were cool.
We've been cool.
That's what I heard anyway, I didn't see it.
And then, I think I've got one last question then. And this is actually
You've
very...
said this three times
yeah,
now.
You're columboing the shit out of this.
One last question. No, this one's actually very important for you, Red. So at what point do we necessarily say, because stop considering you a threat and maybe someone that might want to get off the island and also not have to be part of a crew that, you know, is kidnapping people through the night?
How much you got?
I think I look around at the general like state of his room.
Do you like fish?
And I move. Yeah. I move the like water elemental like closer to his face.
Oh, I don't like that. I don't like these fish. I don't like these little guys. I don't like any of this, man. Get me out of here. I'll do anything.
Okay.
Vata, you can give me an insight check.
Yeah. Someone work out to what extent he can be trusted.
Okay. I don't know if I'm.
I don't know if we should take him with us. I'm not sure.
Well,
take him with us.
There's no harm in. Oh, actually, my.
We could do with. I'm just. I don't think we take him with us, but we could do with a like.
That's 17.
Shield. Yeah,
17.
Meat shield is fucking horrendous.
Meat shield boy. Yeah,
17's good enough to pick up on a bit of nuance. Like he is being truthful when he's like, he'll do anything if you get him away from these fish and this water elemental. He definitely.
He's not a trust.
To,
yeah,
he definitely tends to backstab you. At some
he's
point,
he's a
right?
not a trustworthy dude.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Exactly. That is not a promise that holds any.
He's a loose
water.
Cannon. He's a loose cannon.
Literally.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like all right. Cannons.
Well, that being the case,
we've already got one loose cannon though, Pats.
We're gonna rest up, kind of a general kip.
I like to feel like you're saying this to him.
Yeah. We're gonna have just one of our little 8-hour kips.
Oh, sure, be my guest. Have a nice time.
And then, Red will be down to get you. We're not gonna leave without you. You can come with us, but we're gonna need your kind of some sort of. Look, to be honest, we don't give a fuck where you go or what you do, and I don't really want to be doing anything with you on beyond this particular island adventure. But for the time that we're on the island, I would like to not have to worry about you attacking at any point. And also, if you do attack, islands are surrounded by water. I now have Joe Tiden. This guy's got a fucking wet robe that shoots missiles.
It's like the wettest tug robe.
We're going to make that a deal.
My lord, if I may.
Yes,
a little tug at your side.
People goal.
I will also make him very wet.
We got a weird
okay, yeah. Red, now listen to the little fish man. Yeah, that's the deal.
That's all I can make him wet.
Yeah, that's fine. No, don't worry about that. He hates that.
Yeah.
So do we all a little deal there, Red?
He says, I'd shake your hand, but not much I can do. But yeah,
I reach up and shake him by a pinky.
Ow! Hey, ow!
Yeah, okay. I think I'm good with that. I think we could use Red.
So you're gonna get me out of here, right? You're gonna let me go? Get these ropes off me, huh?
I think we should. Yeah. Well, like, if we're going to rest,
fine. Good
I don't
faith.
Think we should leave
good
him
faith.
Up. Like,
okay. No, like, you will be so wet. Afterwards,
once you become his
friend, don't
threaten
me with a good time. I don't mean that. I don't want to be with
if you're within 10 feet of this guy, you are going to be
That's
slippery
true.
As hell.
Currently, whilst you're an ally, you don't want to be within 10 feet of me and grappled. That you'll hate that.
All right, sweet.
Should we cut him down?
You absolutely can.
Yeah, there was wine in my mouth.
He is delighted to be cut down. And.
Bring Pickle Boy a bed, I say to V. Poolgall.
V. Poolgall says, of course, my lords, please, this way.
And he kind of looks at the three of you. He's starting to, not like,
this is, doesn't
you.
Feel like godly behaviour.
Entirely. Entirely. He's questioning it, but he looks at you, Teddy. He looks at the storm element, the water elemental. He's still doing your bidding.
Yeah, okay, good.
We're outstaying
thin.
Our welcome
yeah,
here.
But like, but yeah. we literally just need to be here long enough to recover hit points.
Yeah.
And then we're gone.
Yeah. And he takes you up the stairs, past Ball and Plart once more, up to this little room where Magon is waiting for the three of you by the door. And he says, fire. And the middle of the room is a tiny little fire that he can't look at straight.
Okay. I look at Red and it's like, you gonna sort that out?
What is this? And he just goes, poof, and then poof, yeah, conflagration almost like takes the roof, not the roof, this underground roof off. And it's toasty in there for now. A perfect place, may I suggest, for a long rest.
Yeah.
I
think we need that.
Or a short one. Up to you.
Long.
Yeah, longest one.
The long, like 2 weeks.
I don't know, actually. Like, I legit think we're...
To be fair, I think Liam is right. I don't think... I think genuinely next step for us is let's get...
Go for the boat.
Well, he said the boat's not there anymore.
Yeah, but the fish people said it was on the east side of the island.
They said the survivors were on the island.
I think there might be a kind of... Draka's in charge of one side of the island. We're in charge of this side of the island. We're barely in charge of this side of the island.
Yeah.
So I think we recover as many hit points as possible in a short rest, and then we see if we can convince the fish army to come with us.
Okay.
I do not think we should do that.
I love that.
I think we've got all we can out of these guys, and it's going to turn on us.
Like a fish.
Loz has worked on the voices, though.
We could bring a couple of fish.
Make him do more voices.
He's
probably got some guinea pig people around the corner.
We are the guinea pig people.
It's very similar to the fish people.
I think, what does a short rest, what does that do different to a long rest?
Wow, you guys, come on. No, a short rest is you may expend any number of hit die to recover hit points equal to, which your hit die are a specific die for your class. I think for old wizard boy, it's a D6.
8d6.
So you can use any number of those, and you can roll one and decide, and you get just double checking. So I always forgets. This has to last an hour, and a short rest is kind of like you don't have to like sleep, right? You can be like reading, chatting, whatever, tending to your wounds, and you roll your hit die, and you get your con mod added to it, and you get that many more hit points back, and you can use anywhere between 0 and 8 all of your hit
points. Right, okay. What about spell slots? I'm starting to be annoying.
Unless it is specified, you don't get any back. However...
I have arcane recovery.
Indeed you do.
Okay.
And you're also a half elf?
Yes.
So he can't be put to sleep.
Yeah, yeah, that's really important. It's not come up before. Yeah, arcane recovery, I've written down here, short rest, half levels. So you can pause that, right?
Okay, so arcane recovery pads, if you refuse to read your character sheet, says,
yeah, I do.
You have learned to regain some of your magical energy by studying your spellbook, you son of a bitch. Once per day, mm-hmm. when you finish a short rest, you can choose expended spell slots to recover. The spell slots can have a combined level that is equal to or less than half your wizard level rounded up. And none of the slots can be sick for higher. So if you're a fourth level, you could have a second level back or two ones back.
This isn't good, guy. I am running on basically empty. But that's probably fine if we just might have to rely on magic less for this next bit.
Yeah. Well,
is that okay?
Well, how long is our long rest?
Eight hours.
8 hours. It's better if we want to get there and we want to like get some shit done.
It's up to you.
It's
a lovely, cozy little room.
I would just do this for do it for an hour and we'll get some
hit dice. Sweet. Back. All right, then.
Get those hit dice. Okay. Let's do it now.
Cool. 86, but I'm going to do it one by one. I need...
Mine's a D10.
Con,
yep. And then you add your con mod.
I've got 8 D10.
So I got 31
anywhere
out of
up.
That.
So you can do 0 to 8, right? So you can just go and be like until you get to full. Is the...
Yeah, I got 31, so I'm
you're back up
to full.
Oh, yeah, wait, I can do it on the thing, can't I? Liam, help me.
Okay. So we'll...
I've used 5 hit dice, and I'm up to not full health, but nearly.
Okay. Great, and are you going to do your arcane recovery as well?
I am going to do my arcane recovery.
So you've got effectively four spell slots.
Great, okay.
You can do.
So I haven't got any of my big hitters, boys.
You still got your magic missiles, remember?
I have my magic missiles now, which is very, very good for pads.
I've got most of my first level spells I can cast still.
Excellent stuff.
All right, yeah, I'm back to 55 out of 69 hit points.
Nice.
Now my channel divinity has been...
That resets, right?
Yeah.
Do you have anything that resets with a short rest?
No.
Lilo? Great. Well, look, once
but I have hardly used anything, so
36 health, and I'm just going to assign some spell slots.
Lovely. Well, let's why don't we wrap it up there, and we'll leave you guys chatting to Red and making a bit of a plan for what you're going to do next, which we will pick up next time on Art of Fantasy. But before then, one final thing. There's a little at the door.
Come in.
And it's Magon. And he's there and he says, I brought a fitting offering for Talos. And he bows incredibly deeply in front of you, Wartik, with a conch shell.
Oh, hello.
In his little hands.
All right.
This is for you, please.
Thank you very much. I take it out of his hands and I investigate it.
Have a little look at it, yeah. Investigation sounds good. Or an arcana.
So that's a 23. Oh. 19 plus 4.
You've seen one of these before, mate.
Crazy.
You've seen one of these before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a conch of Kuatoa, mate.
Conch of Kuatoa.
A conch of Kuatoa.
Oh, that's one of the good ones, Liam.
It's
one of the goodies.
It acts like you get these. They're a kind of magic item called figurines in D&D. I'm just going to get one. The way this works is if you toot on this conch, you can summon a Kuatoa to your side.
Oh, yes, mate.
To fight for you. Once it's been used, it can't be used for 5 days. But that Kuatoa will fight for 1 hour at your side.
Oh, nice.
Then what happens to him?
Up to you, mate.
He calms himself to death.
He does not do that. He does not do that. He just goes and does something. He gets bored of fighting.
He does something else.
He has to have a sit down.
He gets out of puff real easy.
Yeah.
No stamina, no conditioning.
It's quite a weedy little Kuatoa.
But can I like make it? Can I summon it to like do some CrossFit for an hour and then slowly like build up its strength and stamina?
I'm not okay. You want a Pokemon mini game?
I would like the little Kuatoa to get jacked.
Yeah, let's level up a Kuatoa.
Okay, but you can only summon him once every 5 days. And at the rate that we do this, that means that you're summoning once every 6 months in real time?
Yeah.
Okay,
no,
great.
Let's
fine.
Just make it.
Then you can do that. You
let's
can
make
do
it
that.
Idle Fantasy lore that in the background in between recordings, Liam's Kuatoa is getting.
Yeah, 5 in game days have to pass.
Those other 4 days and 23 hours, that Kuatoa is just fucking piling iron.
Just doing just so many push ups.
Well, I'm just sending him through a Rocky montage, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, as much as you can fit into 1 hour, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's a montage, mate. You can get loads of it.
Yeah. An hour's worth of montage. That's the strongest Kuotoa ever.
That's a fit fish.
And the strongest Kuotoa you've ever seen is still pretty shit.
Yeah.